Now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God. I know today that there are some physical limitations, praise God, that we have today. Deacon Robinson, you can't get out there and work them slabs like you used to. Praise God. Deacon Eli, you can't drive them big trucks like you used to. Praise God. How you doing? Where's Sister Anderson? Sister Anderson, you can't get out there and work in them houses like you used to. But guess what? There are some things that all of us can do. Praise God. Even though we are older. Amen. Somebody said, well, what are some of those things? There are some things that we can do from our house. Amen. Regardless of what our age is. Amen. Everybody around here got a phone. So guess what? You could sit at your phone, on your phone, and you could call somebody and just give them a cheering word every day. I don't care how old you are. You can do that. Praise God. And not only that, you could send out some cards. I'm talking about sympathy cards. I'm talking about birthday cards. Praise God. When I first got to this church, there was a lady, and I'm going to give a shout out for today. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Praise God. Sister Marge Dexter. Praise God. Sister Marge Dexter took the time, everybody in the church. Praise God. She, every time a birthday would come around, praise God, Sister Marge Dexter would send a birthday card. Every time an anniversary come around, I don't care who it was in the church, Sister Marge Dexter would send them a card. I don't care if somebody had a death in their family, Sister Marge Dexter, praise God, from her house would sit there and send those cards out. There are some things that we can do that won't acquire any of our physical agility. Praise God. But guess what? I'm trying to let us know today, as senior citizens, God is not through with us yet. That there's still some work for us to do. Praise God. That's a whole lot of work that we can continue to do. If we can't sing like an angel, praise God, you come on up here and get by somebody who can sing. And praise God, just open your mouth. Amen. Get by somebody that's got a loud mouth. Praise God. And then just get next to them. And as they sing, you just sing. Nobody will know the difference. Praise God. Just go where God can use you. And he could use you, praise God, in his service. Amen. You see, there was a story God didn't select us, praise God, to get into this race and stop. Amen. How many of y'all know that? Praise God. There is a finish line that we are all have in projection. There's a finish line that we have in sight. And everybody know what that finish line is. Praise God. We want to have Jesus to say unto us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Praise God. You see, just to give a text to what I just said as I get ready to close, praise God, if we are obedient, if we continue to do the things that God has called us to do, one day we're going to hear him say, well done. Praise God. As I look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says, wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, he said, let us lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience. Praise God. Looking unto Jesus. Amen. See, as long as you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Praise God. Who was despised for our world. They beat him. They whipped him. But guess what? As a result of everything that he did, he sits at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for each and every last one of us. So as I get ready to close here, oh yeah, praise God, our steps may be getting shorter. Yeah, our eyes may be getting a little dimmer. Our hearing, praise God, may not be as keen as it used to be. I used to tell people that I can hear a gnat walk on cotton, but praise God, I can't hear a whole, I can't, today I can't probably hear an elephant even walking on a slate. But praise God, see, the hearing might be going away. Our memory may be falling somewhat. But guess what? That's because we are seniors. But can I remind us today, praise God, all you got to do is ask the world around you. Say, please, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Yeah, I may walk a little slow. Yes, I may forget a verse or two. Praise God. Yes, I may get to the point in my life where I need to have two pair of glasses. Praise God, just to see what I have to do. But can I tell you, I just want you to be patient with me. Be patient with me, young folk. God is not through with me yet. There are a whole lot of things that he still wants me to do. There are a whole lot of things that only I can do. Praise God, regardless of how old I get, regardless of how many aches and pains I have in my body, regardless, praise God, whether or not I forget this lyrics to the song, regardless, praise God, if I forget, praise God, where I'm going. But guess what? When I get there, I'm sure, praise God, that God is going to give me everything that I need to say to his people. And I'm here to tell you this morning, God is not through with you yet. You're looking good today, citizens. You're looking good today, senior citizens. Keep a smile on your face. Praise God. Continue to look up to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. And if you continue to look up to him, I'm here to tell you that everything is going to be all right. There was a runner. There was a runner, praise God. I can't think of his name, but he was from Tanzania. Sent him over here to run the Boston Marathon. Praise name, while on the race, fell down and he hurt himself. And an hour later, after the winner has crossed the finish line. Here comes this Tandonesian runner, praise God, limping across, praise God, the finish line. Somebody ask him, why in the world are you still running? He said, praise God, my country didn't send me 7,000 miles just to enter a race. They sent me 7,000 miles to complete the race. And he said, regardless if I'm hurting, regardless if things are not going the way they should go, I'm going to cross. I'm going to cross the finish line. And let me say to your seniors today, keep on looking up. Keep on looking up to the author and the finisher of your faith. And his name is Jesus. And if you continue to look to him, let me tell you something. You might be 90 years old. You might be 92 years old. You might be 93 years old. But when they look at you, you're going to tell them that, praise God, oh yes, this outward man is perishing every day. I got some wrinkles. I got some gray hair. Y'all got to look at my picture on the other side. If you don't think I used to have black hair, just go over there and look. But that's what I used to have. And out this outward man, he's perishing every day. Yes, I know that. You know how I know it? Because these legs, praise God, they hurt me sometimes. But guess what? I keep on pushing them. I keep on pushing them. I keep on pushing them because I know that the race that I'm in, praise God, it's a race of a lifetime. And I'm not in this race to stop anytime, regardless how old I get. If the Lord allows me to stay here until I'm 100, praise God, I may not be able to talk as strong as I'm talking now. But praise God, if he allows me just to murmur, I'm going to tell somebody that the wages of sin still death, but the gift of God is eternal life through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you don't understand that, I'll give you some sign language. If you can read sign language, what am I trying to tell us? God is not through with us yet. Just hang on in there. Just hang on in there. Keep on looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And then all I have to say to the young folks today, please, please, please be patient with some of the old folk that you see. When you see one that's old in the line, they may not be walking as fast as you can walk. Don't you get a frown on your face, because if you keep on getting up in the morning, you're going to be there one day. I'm here to tell you that you're going to be there one day. I'm telling you, you're going to be there one day. So keep your eyes. Keep your eyes focused on him. He's the author and the finisher of your faith.